I can definitely see why you would want to speak in like a very soft and calm tone. I mean, that's
yeah,
what
I'm
I want
supposed
to do.
To,
You're
I'm
really
supposed to
loud
remind
right now.
you both,
Like, you're really
actually.
loud right now.
I'm supposed to remind you both. I've gotten three more comments about low voices, so we all need to talk normal today, okay?
Oh. Yeah, I think
We
maybe
don't like
holding the
them.
mic away from your face so it forces you
Fine.
to
Yeah,
speak at a
project
full volume.
normally.
Fine. But I like the whisper sounds. It sounds so nice.
Yeah, I think it's because we have headphones on too. It makes it's tempting to just get all whispery.
You can start your own ASMR podcast another time, okay?
I love the sound of the fuzzy microphone you have.
Thanks.
Yeah, we've got it all dialed in.
Well, sup, dorks. If you can't already tell, Evan is here.
What's up? Where am
Hello.
I? I'm over here.
Yeah.
What's up?
Is this where the music?
Bow.
Now you just
Yeah,
put it
now you
in. You
did
just put it
it.
in right now.
Vibraphone.
Isn't that a
The
sick
bass
ass?
line is really fun.
Yeah,
It's
isn't that?
very you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of hectic and crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like the bass line to be a little weird.
I'm like worried I didn't press record. I think I did. Oh, wow.
Fuck did I just do?
Okay, yeah. Okay. High and low of the week, everyone. Who wants to go first?
Left to right.
So Evan's first?
I
Or I'm
think
first.
is the
Oh, not you're thinking too hard,
All
right?
right.
You're like
I'm on the left in the
you're on the
room.
left. This guy is crazy. It's like it's inverted and there's like omnidirectional.
Well, you'll watch this back and Hasina will be on the left.
It's true.
Yes, I understand. But I don't
Anyways.
give a shit about
Okay. Damn.
that.
Obvious low. Sitting on the tarmac
Yeah.
for 45 minutes, which honestly isn't even that long. I just feel like it
I'm
felt
sitting
like
for 40, yeah,
eternity.
yeah. Because you're there, you're in New York, and
Exactly.
then.
I'm so fired up. I'm trying to get here.
Right.
I'm like in my head, I'm like, if I can get there in time, maybe they won't be tired yet and we can go get a drink or something. So I was just like itching to get off the plane and you're like stuck.
Yeah,
You just
that's
can't
brutal.
do anything. Like I said earlier, I'd so much rather that I've just like the flight had been delayed or like
You just longer
it was a
flight.
longer flight.
Right.
Just the fact that
It's a
I could
mindset change.
see the gate
Yep.
and we're just sitting in this hot plane. It
Yeah.
was infuriating.
Yeah.
But it was all fine. You know, 45 minutes
Sure.
actually isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Like, could have been worse.
Yeah. That's pretty tough.
And then taking the air train and Ubering was actually, I felt like the way to go.
How much was the Uber?
The Uber went, sorry, I was yelling all night.
We were yelling since we stepped out the
Yeah, the Uber would have been like 60 something from the airport, but there was no spot to actually take it because of the construction. So it ended up being like 30.
No.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and the air train was super fast, like 10, 20, 10, 15
That's
minutes.
awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my low. Do you want to do your low?
Or do you just want to give us the high, or are we just doing all lows?
Ooh, I feel like.
It reminds me that. Well, Zave going back home, his flight got delayed because they had to do
Oh, yeah.
CPR on someone on the plane. He
Yeah.
like
Oh.
watched someone basically die.
Oh.
Do you think they died?
Yeah, because Zave said they had to stop CPR to land.
That reminds me, I have to grab something out of my bag. One
What?
second. I got this
He has
thing.
a man in his bag.
No.
Oh, your bag is here, so it
Oh,
doesn't have to
okay,
go.
well.
I don't have to go very far.
All right, well, this might be our last guest of the podcast.
I got it.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right.
Don't trip. Don't trip.
He's got the little soundboard.
I got a little sound box just to see if I could spice up the show.
Evan called us boring the other day.
Yeah.
No, I didn't call you boring.
Yes, he did.
Sorry.
No, I did not.
So sorry, everyone, if we've been boring you.
No, I love this show. This is my favorite part of every week.
Oh.
Aw.
But.
Is there an aw button?
You guys are.
Is there an aw button?
There's.
That's pretty good. That's actually so funny. Oh, no. That's going to be really deadly.
Okay, someone say they're low or they're high, or this is going to be a 3-hour
podcast. Low of the week. Yeah, this is going to be a long one. Oh, boy. Well, I lost 2 soccer games. That was pretty frustrating. And there was like a bunch of traffic on the way home from both of those.
You've been hating the dust in your lungs. I thought for sure you were going to say that.
Yeah, but like the experience itself of spikeball was really fun. But like, yeah, I am really not enjoying the dirt balls gathering in my lung holes. That's medically determined. That's a medical term, actually.
Dirt balls and lung holes.
He's got a bad case. Oh.
Oh, what? Good Lord.
What are you hoping that would be?
I don't know. It's a light bulb. What's the sound of a light bulb?
Yeah.
I finally understand what it's like when Leonard watches me and like one friend hang out. And because when Evan gets here, it's like they're in their own little world. So like I'm not even a part of what's happening over here. And I finally get what it's like for Leonard to watch me just hang out with a friend.
All right. And just be there. And you're low?
That's kind of like a high ending for
it. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it to finish.
Oh, that's probably. What's the thumb down? Okay. All right.
we might have to skip a bunch of topics.
No, it's okay. My low is actually my high, which wraps us back around, so it's good.
Nice.
Because my high and low is internship in its whole, because boy, was it a roller coaster, and it was just the first week. So.
What was the low of the internship, though?
No.
The low is, like, I was kind of telling Leonard last night, but partially imposter syndrome and partially, like,
introspective
it is to be a growing therapist. Like, a lot of it was just orientation, but after we, like, went through paperwork, it would be, like, yeah, so in this instance, X, Y, and Z, and then like, how would you do that? And then someone would answer, and then the head director would be like, and notice how you said this and not that, and like, notice your word choice. And
Notice.
And analyze. When this happens, like, how do you think a client feels? And it was just so like, things I've already like known / been doing, but in that setting, it was just 8 hours of like, really intense, both learning a ton of information that's like necessary and pertinent. Like, she's like, we're touring a psych ward, and she's like, yeah, so you never let this door close by itself. And then like 20 minutes before that, it was like a music group, and like noticing how we're playing and like what emotions got brought up and stuff like that. So it's just it was a lot. And it's not even the first day. And I don't know. I just think it's going to be an adjustment, because I also have like stuff due tomorrow, and I don't know when I'm going to do it. But it's okay, because it was really super fun. And I met there's nine other interns, and they're all really cool. And it's really nice to be around people who are doing the same thing at the same level at the same time. So like, everyone's lost if we're lost, or like, we all know that thing because we were taught it. And so it's nice to like, even if the director's spewing out her PhD and you're like, oh, right. There's like people next to you that are looking at you like, what's going on? And you're like, okay, perfect. Like by the end, I was looking at Peyton and she was like, I don't know. And I was like, perfect. Perfect.
So do you feel like you can like ask a question, or is it kind of like you don't want to show the teacher you're not tracking?
I think both. I think I definitely asked every question I had, but some of them are like so because it's still kind of school. So like when a teacher's like explaining homework, you like get it, but then at some point you don't. But you don't want to really ask because you know you probably will get it if you just like
sit down.
Either we're like paying attention more, or, like, you know, like it's your own fault for not. So you like want to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was like that, like we have no idea what a gains and goals group is. I assume it's going to be focusing on like what we aim to gain and our goals.
Sounds pretty self-explanatory to me.
Right?
Seems right.
But all of us were like, she just kept saying, yeah, we'll go over this at gains and goals. And we were like, yeah, sure. And we looked at each other like, So I was like, okay, perfect.
Can I ask like a high level music therapy question?
Sure.
Like
very high level.
Scared.
Like, what are you like doing?
Yeah.
Like, are you playing music and talking, or just playing music, or just talking?
Both.
All.
Are they playing music?
Sometimes.
Yep. Is it whatever they need, kind of anywhere in between?
Yeah. So I'm basically using music to help achieve whatever clinical goals the care team is already working on. So like in the NICU, we want to focus on relaxation, restoration, and like parent bonding. It's like the big three in my head. So when I go in there, if like I can either go to the crying baby and like soothe, but there's like special ways to do it without like hurting the baby, because music is stimulation and they're like too early to be here. That's why they're in there. So it's like we can't do too much. Or if like there's parents, a lot of parents, well, all parents aren't expecting to be in the NICU. So it's a big transition, like mentally, from taking your baby home to like having to leave them in this case while you go home and like to the welcome banner, you know, like it's very jarring for them. So a lot of times we're working on normalizing that as well as bonding them with baby, because the minute there's wires on them, they feel like they can't like touch them. They like can't interact, when that's not usually the case.
And I feel like for a baby, not receiving that is probably kind of, I don't know. Like that's such a precious time.
Yeah, absolutely.
For, I don't know, development, right?
It's true. So there's a lot of things like we teach a lot of like kangaroo care, where it's like skin to skin and like contact. There's this thing called Song of Kin Lullabies. And it's basically...
We're almost done. Distracted by this guy.
Basically, there's just a lot of research-based things that we're helping, but it can look different in any setting. So, like, oncology will look a lot different. And, like, I'm in the radiology department as well. And so that's going to be a lot of, like, treatment procedure care. So they're going to be, like, getting an MRI, and I'll be, like, in the room with them.
Interesting. I have so many questions. I have so many. I could keep asking them. I have, like, a medical history with Crohn's disease. And I was thinking, like, where could music have helped me in my medical journey? You know, like, or like, I don't know.
You think that would have been a thing? Music
I don't
for
know.
Crohn's disease?
No, but like
the brown note, maybe?
Is that like a note you play that makes you shit yourself?
Yeah.
That would have been helpful
that
at times.
Been music
or
well,
actually more
ever...
the opposite, like the...
You guys are both in like note. A lot of... I mean, Leonard shows it, maybe you're just a baby, but you're in like discomfort and pain, right?
Yes. Like, like when I was getting infusions and stuff, like, would I have felt more relaxed if like I don't know, there could have been
that
potential
been
probably.
Yeah.
Like I remember some things that probably weren't uncomfortable for most people, but like just, I remember getting like an MRI or something. I was in this machine and they were like putting like it was like orange liquid in my veins so that way they could like see things or something. I don't even remember. But I was just so uncomfortable and had to lay there for so long.
Yeah.
Like I just remember feeling, it sucked. But And if part of it is like, am I in too much pain to like let music help me in that state? Very curious to know if it like how.
I'm going
to
send you articles, Evan, because I feel like you're an article person.
Yeah, sure. I will
but,
be now.
Yeah, I mean, we'd probably use like music as distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, there's a lot of research that when music when the music part of your brain is turned on, mm-hmm. it bypasses your pain receptors part. Mm-hmm. So it's actually like literally physiologically blocking the pain when you're like focused on the music, specifically like music making as well, which is harder when you're like have to be still. But yeah,
that makes perfect sense, actually. Yeah, because I feel like you can speak to this too. Like, you've been to therapy. I've been to therapy. They talk about like compartmentalizing and like how triggering or using certain parts therapy. Of your brain, like yeah.
Yes, men in therapy.
Yeah, but then you don't go to therapy.
Wow.
Which is very interesting.
Wow. Wow. Out me.
I'm just saying, that's very interesting.
She lives therapy.
I guess, but I wonder if that has to say something about something.
Okay, well, it's like harder than just like showing up to a therapist's office
right.
and doing it. Because actually, I'm currently on the hunt, first of all. Second of all, it's really hard to find therapy for a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a requirement. I feel I really want a woman, which is another requirement, and I really don't want an old white woman. Sorry to all old white women out there. It's nothing about you, and it's not even about the color. It's mostly about the old. And so when you put all that together, plus an insurance barrier, I spent like 2 years in college before giving up. Because like I would like call all these people and they'd be like, no, we don't take that, or like, no, you have to pay out of pocket, and that's like just not something I'm willing to do.
They make it so hard to receive like the most important treatment. I swear to God.
You've had like seriously.
I've had the worst medical situations like that. It's like I've just every time I try to go deal with some kind of medicine or any cure.
Yeah, you're kind of cursed in that way. Even like just picking up pills, it's really bad. Yeah,
I can't even pick up my own gosh darn son of a guns.
You're like holding hostage negotiations between like Kaiser and like
all
CBS.
The time.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I don't get it.
It's crazy.
Anytime I have to do anything with health or government oriented stuff, like I still haven't been able to vote. No idea why. They send it back. They say that you're not registered as a whatever. Like
we're
going to
figure that out, everyone. Don't worry.
I'm just saying. I've got
don't
a weird
worry.
Alien, like the DNA
don't
test.
Worry.
I never got
oh, yeah. That too.
So,
that's so
Terry,
funny.
Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Never mind. Oh, maybe I should tell them.
Yeah, you should.
So Terry, for a Christmas gift, very expensive Christmas gift.
My mom's
going
to ask, which Terry?
Fair enough. My brother.
Because usually you say TF, so...
Do I?
Do you think you're saying Terry because I say Terry?
I think when you're around, I say Terry.
I bet so.
Yeah. You don't say TF?
I do not.
He never has,
wow.
really.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just how it happened.
You know what? He's not even going to listen to this bum.
Should we say something super mean?
So anyways, he gives us a Christmas gift of Ancestry.com for everyone.
Great gift.
Really great gift.
He's a great gift giver.
Yeah, he is.
Too bad I don't hear that.
Yeah, he is a great gift giver. I think that goes on for like way
yeah,
too long.
That's why I'll just like just put it on the mic and get it away.
Anyways, we all did it. You guys got yours back, and then I didn't get mine back. They said that there was some kind of like error with my sample. So I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, and we're all like excited. We're like getting our stats. We're like oh,
you're
wow. I'm
you know,
so Jewish.
German, blah, blah, blah.
And I'm we're just like, how much Jewish is Leo? I mean, he's probably... Probably
Jewy.
Very.
Is that a cancelable thing?
Girl.
It is.
But I'm Jewish.
It's got to be.
But we're Jewish.
Yeah.
Isn't it like there's like a pass for the Jewish pass?
Do you see what I do every
that's
Sunday,
fair.
Evan?
We literally have Jew
okay.
blood.
Yes.
Anyways.
That's a good
moving
point.
Moving on.
You
what
can
are
say
your guys'
you
highs? Because we're not even past the first section. So can we?
We're going to have to skip some
I think
sections.
the high for me is obvious. Hanging out with you guys, being here, being with my brother. It's awesome.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Spike ball.
Easy. Spike yeah. ball.
Spike ball is fun.
Yeah. Super fun.
What did you just say to them?
Are you good?
I'll kill you.
Sorry. I said they're best friends.
Yeah.
It's really cute. Okay. Talk about spike ball.
Spike ball. We... drove a long way.
Oh my god,
the rental car.
The rental car was a nightmare.
How many topics do we have, bro? We've got like this. We did so much in the past few days.
It is like a whole week of activities crammed into 2 days. Super speed.
Rental car. Me and Hasina waited in an extraordinarily long line for about 2 hours to get the rental car. It was a long line, and there was someone behind us who just couldn't stop talking. And it was
we learned that he has a mugshot online.
Yes.
And that he's going through a nasty divorce.
Nasty divorce.
So
Then we got a really nice car. We got the CX-90 Mazda. Really cool car. Parked it at Mike's place. Mike, thank you. Shout out. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike.
Then
need him on here.
We wake up at 5 a.m. Oh, it's already overheating?
I'm saying.
Bro, what?
It's all right. The light is not so bad. We got this one.
Yeah. It's fine. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure. We drive to Albany, right?
Yeah.
At like 5 a.m. That's great.
We drive to Albany.
Yeah, it kind of was a nice little melody, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I packed them a great lunch, and they got some snacks, and it was good.
That was clutch.
That was so clutch, actually.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. That was super clutch.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
We ate everything.
Who knew?
Everything you made, we ate.
It was delicious, too. Sour cream.
Yeah. Except it wasn't sour cream.
These two are quite the eaters.
That wasn't sour cream?
Haha.
Was that cream cheese?
Haha.
Damn it, Evan.
What?
Sour cream is pretty unhealthy.
Leonard? No, okay.
These days.
Oh my god, I'm like rage.
Rage.
Flicking things right now.
Rage.
Leonard is
rage.
We're in the grocery store and he goes, I don't really want to buy any more sour cream. We're going through it quite fast. Let's get Greek yogurt instead. And I look at him like, this is what you choose to be healthy on. Not the Eggo packs, not the mayonnaise, the sour cream.
Yeah, Leo's really funny about that.
And I was like, sure, whatever. It
There's
does
a lot
not
more
taste
of it
the same.
For the same price, it tastes the same.
Oh, it doesn't.
Well, Evan thought I was sour cream.
Well, you guys would eat anything. If I told you this was a breakfast burrito, but it was like all vegan and like not even real eggs, you'd be like, oh, yum.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. It was a good burrito.
It was a really good burrito, and it was Greek yogurt.
It was
just saying
great fuel for a day of intense
dust spike ball.
Dusty spike ball. Yeah. Yeah, so we got to this field. There's immediately, I see one of like the best teams in the country is there.
Oh, you guys recognize
Profit
them?
Boost. Yeah.
You have no
Kieran
idea.
Rose.
Are you
is,
guys like fangirling?
I used to. I used to fangirl a lot.
He's like, oh my God, Kieran Rose.
That dude is so good at spikeball. Yeah, so he's not in our pool, thank God. But I almost wish he was, so I could have just gotten beat up by like the best player in
right.
the country. But or one of them. So that was cool. Just like knowing it's a legit tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then
sorry, Leonard just looks like bored for some reason.
I literally am doing nothing. Oh, maybe that's probably why.
Sorry, I was just like,
yeah, it was a big tournament with a bunch of people at an elementary school. Evan and I were, what did you say? We had high hopes, but low expectations.
Low expectations, high hopes.
We had a chance, like we actually really
we
started
did.
To have a nice chance there. Like
if
we were playing some good ball.
Broke the right way, we really could have re-qualified. So for re-qualification, because we have premier status from placing second in Seattle.
You guys have to re-up that? You don't just keep it?
Yeah, so you have a calendar year. Yeah, so we're gonna lose our premier status, but that's fine.
Sorry,
most,
this world is
most
just
people,
so funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Like, yeah, it seems kind of silly that you only have a year. Because, like, what if you get married in that year?
Like,
what if you move to New York in that year?
Like me.
Yeah, like, we had no time. Most serious premier players travel to a bunch of tournaments.
Right, this
to
is
give
like
themselves
one
the
done.
Best chance
Got it.
To re-qualify or to even win.
But
right?
Leonard was saying that he felt that you guys... It's my granola bar, sorry. That you guys were meant to like play at this level. Did it feel like finally playing people that like got the game, like you get it 100%. In your brain?
Yes. 100%. We belong there
1000%.
I was worried we would just get smoked by every single team.
Me too.
And feel like, why the hell did we even do it? Why are we even premier players? Like, we don't belong here. But we definitely did.
Totally.
And we could, if a few things broke the right way, we definitely could have requalified. Yeah. We definitely could have seeded high. We just...
The thing that, when he's saying broke right, I'll be really specific here for this one moment because it just ruined our entire tournament. Shout out to the asshole.
It's a very mental game.
It's very mental. Anger, like usually someone makes me angry, I'm better at sports. This is the one sport that if I'm angry, I cannot play the game.
Yeah, and I'm the same way.
It's like, you're just, you can't do it.
Yeah, because it's very technical, like...
Yeah, so anyways.
It's like, imagine trying to hit a golf ball, you know, like, and then get...
It's Happy Gilmore when he's not in his happy place.
Yeah. Just like Happy Gilmore.
Anyways, Evan and I played this dude in Salt Lake in our tour series, in our first tour series, 2023, and he happened to also be at this one. Now, Evan recognized this guy immediately, and I was like, who is this guy? And Evan's like, he's the one who was like calling you on foot faults back in like 2023. I was like, I don't really remember him, but I kind of maybe do. And
there's foot faults and spike ball.
Don't even.
We're not going to go there. There's lots of
anyways.
Rules.
So I was like, I kind of remember him, but I didn't really. Anyways, we get playing. Sure enough, he's in our bracket. And I remember him not being good. That's all I remember out of him.
Yeah.
And so we actually had just won. We'd lost one and we had won one in our pool. And we were about to play this guy and his teammate. And we're like, all right, this is a should be easy win, 2-1. And then we're going to get seated high in the bracket. We're going to be top 10, mm-hmm. back into premier. Bam, mm-hmm. bam, bam. Anyways, sure as shit, like second goddamn service, he's like, hey, and just so you know, you can't. Oh, no, what did he say?
He said, careful, your toe is coming up a little bit, and that is a foot fault. Nice. And he's like trying to demonstrate, and he's like your toe is like coming up a little bit and like you're rocking
so
on
he's
your
watching
heel.
Your toe not the ball.
Yeah, he's like staring at you, he's like trying to find something
so you guys got pissed,
that he can call
happened.
You on he's this is what he it's and called so, call balling
yeah
is like the this that is the brand of
those
person he
being
is.
An asshole.
Yes,
literally.
Yeah.
So I didn't remember him until he was like, just so you know, he said that sentence and I like flashed back to Salt Lake and I remember every single second of the game we did. And he did the same shit.
How can he see if your toe's moving? I can't even see if your toe's moving.
It's you can't.
You're like in the grass.
Like thick grass.
It's like
ridiculous.
Whether you want to think that it's you're touching blades of grass or you're touching like the stems of the grass. Like, yeah. That's the difference that he's talking about.
What? Anyways,
so we lost that game that we totally should have won. They were not that good. They were okay.
Because he pissed you off. Did he piss both of you off? Or just
I was livid.
You should have heard the way, Evan, you be the guy. And I'll tell you, we're going to do a role play.
Okay. So.
We just finished a point and we just got a point.
Oh, by the way, if you are lifting your toe at all?
No.
That's...
No. No.
But you know what I mean.
No.
Like, you know the rule.
No.
Like, there's a...
No.
Like, you can't...
No.
Like, if you are lifting your... There's a rule in the rule book.
No.
Like...
No, no.
I think it's in section 2.6.1.
No.
Where if... Yeah, it was
literally,
just like...
I just said no
just
the
like,
whole time.
I was don't like, even.
I was just like,
go
nope.
there.
Nope.
Well, like, good. Yeah. It's better than like punching him. Proud of you.
It was it was an emotional punch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyways, we lost.
We lost that game.
Put us in a bad seed.
Yeah.
And then we played in a dirt patch. And then we had a long 2 out of 3 game to get into the bracket to play Evan's like sexy team that he likes. And we just like went home.
Not
it was
sexy.
Over.
But it was actually really good because can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, my headphones are like...
Oh, I might... No,
it's okay. It's probably me. Anyways, it put them home at a perfect time because I got off work and then we could meet Colleen and everyone, and we got to see Ed Sheeran pop up in Domino Park.
Domino Park.
Domino Park.
It's in Williamsburg.
And Brooklyn. That was lit that they got home at like a reasonable hour and not like 8 p.m. when we're already like
perfect
somewhere.
Yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah. It was there was a no losing situation, which was nice. Yeah. Like if we did bad, we got to go home and party it up. See Ed Sheeran. That wasn't part of the plan. Thank you, Ed.
Shout out
for blessing us with your presence.
Yeah.
Everyone tag Ed.
Yeah. His hair is really red though. Like that's real.
Yeah, that is a real thing.
He's got quite the
for sure ginger
hair. Though. Yeah. Just saying.
Did you dye your hair recently?
Okay.
Oh. Did you hear that?
She was upset about that. Evan and I were doing a pickup game, spike ball in Williamsburg, and one of the people was
a girl.
A girl.
And we'll just leave it at that.
A girl. And then
literally.
Hasina was like, "Don't you fucking talk to him."
And she was like, because
it was fine.
Is your hair
until
dyed?
She like,
that is that the most beautiful color
I've ever seen. Got past the niceties and it went a little into like, what? Like, maybe it didn't. Like, and maybe I'm just crazy.
Your abs are gorgeous.
But no girl and that's why I asked if you had just met her, because no girl comments on someone's hair unless, like, I thought you guys had like played before and like she had seen it before, but off the cuff, like, midpoint, did you die? No.
You talking to my man? All right, next topic.
Anyways, do you guys want to talk about fantasy?
Is that what's
or
next?
Or soccer?
Oh, it's sports.
Are
still?
We done with sports?
No. Nighthawks.
No.
Nighthawks are 2-2. We played. Yep. Last game on Friday was really great game. Was a really, really great game. We had 15 shots to 2. We possessed like 80% of the game. We only won 1-0 somehow. Don't know how that happened. But it felt like we just absolutely demolished them. So that felt really good. After a bounce back win from a loss from Wednesday, totally should have won that game. Let's see.
Totally.
Thursday night football was a bummer. I thought that was going to be the game of the year.
Did a Washington...
Austin Eckler
defense get a touchdown?
Nope. Why do you say that?
Why do you ask?
Why do you ask that?
Oh, I saw a TikTok this morning about it.
Oh, they did get a touchdown, probably in some random game from last season.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, not this season.
Just wondering they played, like, when it was.
Washington Commanders played Green Bay Packers. I was expecting the game of the year. I just thought this was going to be really great.
Of the year?
Yeah, truly. I thought it was going to be awesome.
It was being hyped up quite a lot.
I was really excited about it. And ended in Green Bay just started off strong, and Commanders could never come back. And then I traded away.
We got a question.
Yep.
Beautiful
lady in the front.
Do you think that the Packers are going to continue to do their play, I guess you would call it, of putting in that guy who runs every touchdown? And do you think someone's going to be able to, like, offensively...
Josh Jacobs?
Yeah. Stop them. Or defensively stop them.
First off, I think this is the strongest I've seen in my era of NFL Green Bay has ever been. I think Green Bay is very strong.
Well, it's like they haven't been this strong since the Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers days.
Yeah, prime Aaron Rodgers. I think Josh Jacobs at the goal line, of course, makes this most sense. I don't know if I'm answering your question.
I'm wondering if you're thinking about a different team.
I think you might be thinking of a different team.
Are
you thinking they have like a specialist who comes in when they're at the goal line?
She's thinking Jalen Hurts, maybe?
I think that's
what
I think.
No.
Okay, it is Green Bay.
You're thinking of Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I mean, you could be right. I don't know.
But haven't they, like...
They don't have anything special.
...ran the ball for every touchdown now, which is, like...
I mean, that sounds about right.
Which is, like, a crazy thing.
It could be. She might know that hasn't
been done.
Oh, interesting.
They always use the same guy to run it?
No. No, this doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
You're saying that Josh Jacobs is the only one who scored a touchdown on the Green Bay Packers?
Yes.
There's no way.
That'd be crazy. So crazy. Yeah, I'm just going to do a
fact
quick,
check on that.
Just a quick fact check.
Jordan Love has thrown a pass. Evan, just look up Jordan Love and see if he's thrown a pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. He has 2 touchdowns, throwing touchdowns.
They're not the Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs isn't a passing back. I think you might be thinking of something else.
Okay, it's I'm going to find good. It and ask
yeah,
that.
You
after.
Should, you should
yeah,
find it.
Because I'm curious. But anyways, I do think Green Bay could be a very threatening Super Bowl team. Truly, I do.
Yeah, I agree.
Cheese head.
Yeah.
I like that cheese hat.
Cheese head. Yeah,
it is a fun hat.
Any other NFL sports stuff?
Do we want to talk about fantasy?
I versed Leonard this week.
Yeah.
So if you have any tips or tricks to beat him.
Snips or snaps.
Text me.
I don't think that's gonna. Oh, there was a big trade that happened the first one of the season, and me and myself and Mike and his self were involved. There was some controversy.
And so was Roman Cook.
Yes, and Hasina actually.
Yeah,
in the background,
it's true.
It was at the Bonnie. There was some controversy in the league, if it was good or not.
I don't think there was. No one said it should.
I have a stereotype,
but everyone had opinions.
I have a stereotype in the league, which is a very real stereotype, and I totally understand it. At the start of every season, I send out just pretty garbage trades to almost everyone in the league to see if I can get some lucky acceptance.
Yeah,
and
it's called manipulation.
It is.
For those who don't understand, it's actually manipulating the players that don't know what's going on.
But there's like safeguards for this built in to the app. So like if Leo does take advantage of somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, everyone reviews the trade and they can veto it.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, I have Trey Benson, the running back 2 for the Arizona Cardinals, and Mike, who lives 4 blocks, like 2 feet away, 1 block away
from
me.
4 blocks and 2 feet.
He has James Conner, the RB1. So I expressed interest in James Conner from the get-go because I want to have that handcuff. I think it'd be really nice. I like running backs. I'm a running back heavy guy. So
a handcuff is when you have 2 players on the same team.
And specifically, I think the same position.
Yeah, same position.
Right.
Well.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
thank
correct.
You. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah. Anyways, so we ended up making a trade for James Conner and Jameson Williams, Detroit wide receiver, for Aaron Rodgers, Quentin Johnson, and Bill.
JCM.
Now, I don't think anyone can say that was a bad trade now, especially after Austin Eckler's ACL is kaputz.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Mike kind of fleeced you in that trade.
I'm almost a little worried about it because I know if James Conner doesn't get injured or Trey Benson doesn't get injured, I'm not going to be receiving as many points.
They're just kind of like a 1A, 1B.
It is.
Sharing the load, it's which is bad from a fantasy perspective.
You want to have someone like Chase Brown.
Bell cow.
Yep. Just every time. Anyways, that's fantasy football. I'm going to beat Hasina. Evan might lose to Mom.
Yeah, but if he
everybody
beats me
loves
and is mean
happens.
About it, then he'll really lose because then I'll just be upset.
I don't think I'm going to be
that's
mean
true.
About it. I haven't even really said anything. I haven't tested any waters. I just want to watch football.
That's so
that's
not
all
true.
I wanted to. The fact that we're going out
Leonard,
at 11 o'clock today is a little scary because I just want to watch football.
Is that when the game's? That's when the game starts.
No, it started at 1.
Oh, wow. That's late.
It's so late, dude.
3 hours ahead.
I'm in bed falling asleep in the late night games now.
Wow.
Okay. So, I'm cutting them off because
yeah,
now.
Ahead. I think you have to. We're already at like 30 something minutes.
Yeah. So. It's like crazy over here. Hey, everyone. We just want to say a quick thanks to Tim and Terry. They gave us some money for not only slushies because they believe in my fantasy capabilities, but also for Leonard to find the best French toast. And so we're going to put that money to hard work. Don't you even worry. If you want to see your fancy little name hurt, if you want to hear it, actually, because you can't see it on this little ad break, just send a quick Venmo over to Hasina T because we really appreciate any and all donations made to us. Here. Yes. Thank you. Bye. My family has been asking me so many questions, and I realize that probably because no one knows. So I just wanted to like lay out what my internship is so that everyone is understanding. And then I don't know, like
lay that thing.
Text me if you want more because I love talking about it.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'm interning with Mount Sinai at their Louis Armstrong Department of Music Therapy. They used to be associated with like Beth Israel. Now they're just in Mount Sinai, part of Mount Sinai.
Beth Israel?
Yeah, it was like a hospital system.
Oh.
Mm.
That like was like new, under Mount like, Sinai, and they were like in that one, but now they're just like in Mount Sinai. Like, okay. I don't really
you're
know, but whatever.
Yeah,
I'm working Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from basically 8 to 5, and my placements are in the NICU and oncology and radiation oncology. So I'm not really seeing pediatric patients, but
you got babies the NICU. Are yeah, you got the NICU.
Much better.
That was the number one.
Now, at Mount Sinai, there are like four, well, there's like a million campuses, but I'll be mainly at three of them. The Union Square one, the West Side one, and the East Side one. And so I'll be going in like a little triangle. Yeah.
Within the same day?
Sometimes it's all in the same day, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So I'm about to use my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subway.
Fares. Yeah.
Did you get accepted for fair fares?
No.
You got rejected for fair fares?
Well, I don't know. They haven't...
I feel like you might know. If you got rejected for Snap, you should know about fares by now.
Well, who knows? Whatever.
Oh, sorry.
Intern-based. In the NICU, there's different levels of NICU. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 being like the highest, most fragile babies, so to speak.
Like 2-pound babies?
Like babies that need heart surgery. Like babies
oh, dear God.
That might not make it.
Oof.
To be so realistic. So the east location is a level 4 and the west location is a level 3. So I'll be on both.
Give me the numbers one more time.
Four is the most like
severe.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Most
fragile. You're a severe, folks.
What's this total scale?
1 to 4.
It is 1 to 4. Okay. Thanks.
So yeah, and I'm also a part of a NICU study. Louis Armstrong, their like founder, Joey and Louis, is not only like. Let me say that later. Basically, they're really invested in research also for this internship. So, like, they have whole research fellows that are, like, getting a master's or a doctorate and also participating in research with this company, right, so to speak. So, I'm involved in a NICU study that has to do with heartbeat recording. So, you, like, record an infant's heartbeat and then you layer a song that's important to the family over it. And it's... I'm part of that study, which is great because it's something I took a class on it in undergrad, and it's something that's like really cool and I'm really excited about. Wow. So I'll be involved in that study. And then in oncology, I'm mostly with like, I don't know, they have me in the MICU, which is just like the medical ICU, but it's kind of like the floors are kind of like, apparently the hospital policy is that if we have a bed, let's fill it. So they like overlap different sort of patients in a different floor.
That's nice. What a great policy.
Yeah, I think it's really great. Wow. But oncology patients, so any type of cancer. And then I'll probably also see some general medicine as well, as like I said, be in the room with like while they're getting radiology,
getting that radio stuff.
Radiation.
there we go
hello. Probably not like in the room because that's like active radiation, but you know what I mean, like whatever. And they're also doing a study there, and it's not as involved because there's a specific intervention that needs to happen. A lot of music therapy studies are based on like, if we do this music intervention, will it change the outcome of this? But to do that, the same music therapist has to do the intervention because
it's a controlled variable.
Thank you. Yes, science. And so I can't do that because that's not me, but I can take control data and also like help out. So that's what I'll be doing for that also.
So are you like watching and recording?
Yeah.
Got it.
Basically, I think.
Okay.
Haven't been oriented to that yet, but that's what I've been told off the cuff.
Okay.
So
I was like, you've done a lot in 1 week.
Oh my gosh. I have a whole, basically this last week was orientation. I have a 1-inch binder that's full already.
Wow.
Of papers.
What?
Yep. My weekly schedule, I have like a peer group, so I meet with other interns and we like can discuss whatever we want. It's just us. It's no like supervisors or like higher up. So if we're like not feeling it or need to like really talk something out, it's like a group of peers. So that's good. Mm. Excited for that because we already like are helping each other with due dates and things. And so that's really good. We have a like weekly seminars with our director, Kristen, and then also the higher director, Joanne Lowy. And the first day of orientation, we were like in this room with Joanne Lowy and Kristen and like Dr. Rossetti and other people. And those names mean cool nothing. Name. They are pretty cool, but those names mean nothing to some people. But Joanne Lowy is like a music therapy pioneer. Like how Evan was geeking over Spikeball is like how we were geeking over her. Like she's created a lot of music therapy interventions. She's done a lot of research that's like pioneered the whole profession forward. Right. And so to like be sitting there and have her like talking to you about like, I don't know, like Freud, we were all like, like it was like crazy. Yeah.
That's so cool.
So that was really cool. And some people that are getting their masters get to like be supervised by her. And so that's also really cool. And I have a supervisor. So weekly I'll have meetings with him and I'll be like observing him at the beginning. And that's basically just to like grow and be like, this happened in session. What do I do? And then he'd be like, well, you can like try this, this, or this, and blah, 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 blah. Or I'm having trouble X, Y, and Z. Like, what do you recommend? Stuff like that. As well as making sure, because I'm finishing my degree, he has to make sure I'm like hitting competencies so that way I can take my test and they can like sign off on it. I met my cohort. There's 9 of them. They're super awesome. They're from all over Minnesota, Kansas, Boston. A lot of them are from New Jersey. They went to like Montclair University, which is interesting to think about for future needs or wants. Yeah, and they all have like really interesting backgrounds. Like this one research fellow used to be in the circus.
What?
Yeah. And
do you know what they did?
Yeah, they did like clowning and trapeze and something else. And like
clowning.
She was born in Britain. She has a great accent and she was like she did school and then she like tried something else and then she ran off with the circus and then she like loved clowning. So then she was
female clowns
a clown in the hospital. So she did like medical clowning after like circus clowning. And that's where she found music. And then she got a music therapy degree and now and she's just awesome. She's so cool. But yeah, a lot of them are like very, very talented, which is both like scary and also like really cool because yeah we all like do something and then
you're good. I am pro females in clowning.
Thanks, Leonard. No, I just think it's cool because we all kind of like whipped out a skill at a different point during orientation and it was really cool to like see
right like you're a god like, on the cello and they're all like wait.
No, I did not do that, but you like this one
without the cello yet.
No,
are you just wait? Is that like a card you're holding? You're like, I cannot wait to show him how beast I am at cello.
No, because I don't want.
You don't want that attention. You don't want that fame.
No, I want to be known for like therapy, not right. cello.
Fair enough.
I've been known for cello forever.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
I don't think of you as a cello player.
I know you don't.
Really? What do you think of her as?
My girlfriend.
It's okay. I don't think of Leonard as like
sexy. A percussionist.
Well, I was going to say, I only think of like, I've only known you from music. So that's like the first thing I think of, which a lot of people, it's not the first thing they think of for you.
I'm way cool. And I do a bunch of stuff.
Whatever. Anyways, I'm having a lot of fun. They're really cool. We're going to like hang out monthly.
Yeah.
What, like hang out?
Like as interns and just like
the way, a monthly the way thing. That she comes home and describes it, it literally sounds like Scrubs, the TV show. Just like a bunch of interns.
They're all friends.
They're all friends. They're all like trying to figure out how to not make a fool of themselves.
Honestly, yeah. Because
make a good show.
It was like 4 hours of just like papers, like instructions, blah, blah, blah. And then we like got to lunch and then everyone was like,
No more papers.
It's like small talk. It's like, haha, funny, laugh, joke, food, great. And then someone will be like, so not to talk about work, but we're like, no, go ahead, because I also don't know. And then we'll like spend 20 minutes being like, okay. And then we'll like stop and laugh. And then it'll be like, okay, but also guys, like, what are we going to do about... And then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. So it's
very... That's like, so helpful.
Yes.
That's so helpful. And it makes learning fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fun learning is what America...
Nope. Okay. Anyways, yeah. I think that was that like comprehensive enough for the people?
I
feel comprehended.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Very well done.
I'm excited. Yeah,
I feel like getting, like, you have people you really look up to.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's huge. Just having like role models to give you like a image of yourself in the future like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, yeah, it was crazy. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. It's
just
huge.
Like, you want to be like, you want to
live in the dream.
Everything.
Dream living.
Because this was a, I'm assuming this is a pretty selective program. Like, there's not a lot of programs like this that I know of. Like,
yeah, I don't know. And not only like me hating bragging about myself, but also like they kept saying like you wouldn't be here if we didn't pick you. And I was like, but like, like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know. But I mean, yeah, it was a 3-hour interview.
This is like you're working on like a very cutting edge part of like medical, I don't know, rehabilitation.
Not a lot of people know what music therapy is in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'm pretty sure every time I talk to someone and say, yeah, she's a music therapist, they're like, they double take. They're like, wait, music therapist? Mm-hmm. Is that even real?
That's true.
I mean, that's exactly what they usually say.
Yeah.
All those haters out there.
That's true. Yeah, and in 3 weeks, we have to give our elevator pitches to combat that in our weekly intern seminars. So
combat the lack of
knowledge.
Public knowledge. About,
yeah, and also
or
like,
awareness.
Yeah, and we're also like not, I mean, they're quite respected in this hospital, but it's still, you still come across
right. Many
like literal MDs that are like, why are you standing here with a guitar on your back? And it's like...
Oh, they don't believe in it.
Advocate and like prove that you are.
So it's very statistical. Your pitch will be.
Yeah, it like kind of depends on like who you're talking to.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks. Okay, we're on to.
Are
six.
You? Yeah,
oh,
I guess.
No, go ahead.
How long is the internship?
Oh, it's 9 months.
9 months.
So okay. I'm done in June.
Don't ask any other questions
okay.
about that. That length of New York.
Yeah. Okay. I just was curious, you know?
No, thinking, he can.
Thinking about
it. Yeah. I didn't know if he was about to say, like, do you see yourself?
You know what I'm getting at.
I had a feeling. You kind of look like one of those statues right there, you know?
Oh, one of the statues in the Met?
Who is this?
Oh, the thinker.
The thinker. Evan Cox. The thinker. It's like the paper, but the office.
I prefer the Tebow.
The Tebow.
I'm pretty sure the Tebow. What
that
was
would
the
be
Tebow?
So, Tim Tebow. He would take a knee. Yeah, he would take a knee.
Okay, so
we're not going back to sports. Go.
We actually ate a lot of food, but we weren't going to. But then Evan and Colleen were here, so we did. We had Linda Street Pizza last night.
We did.
It's like a really big pizza place in Brooklyn.
How did we feel about that pizza, by the way?
The prosciutto one was... money than the other ones were too spicy.
These boys and their spice.
Especially the pep.
It's a really simple ask. I just want a greasy slab of cheese that's like classic New York cheese. You know?
Very thin.
I have yet to have the grease dripping bite and like the cheese is in my mouth and on the pizza at the same time. The string. I just want the string. Mm-hmm. I want a good slice of za that's not like fancy and expensive. I just want a 99 cent find like the New York pizza.
Well, thank you to Becca and Jackie and Colleen for buying us dinner and feeding us for free. That was like really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Of them.
Yeah, I didn't even realize.
And also bringing desserts. Colleen went on a hunt to find like the best cookie. Mm. And I think she really did. I was appreciative.
There was a really good cookie in there. Yeah.
It was good.
Not the best, but it was definitely a really, really good cookie.
We hit some Brooklyn bars, a beer garden, horses and divorces. They had a fun photo booth.
We messed with that photo booth.
The boys ate my bagels. They said they were good.
Crap.
So that's lit.
So yeah, good.
Really, really good. Really, really good bagels.
And
exceptional.
I get free food from the Bonnie at work, so I've been like trying different food, and it's so yummy.
I get free food at the school, and it's so yummy. Yeah. So we're really living life over here.
It's true. Except I really need lunch ideas. I think I'm going to get a salad today and ask for the dressing on the side and then just take it to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But I don't know. I need like...
Creative.
Yeah. And we're going
terrific.
We're going to a bakery after this with Mike and Frankie, and oh my good lord, we need to wrap this thing up
already, dude. 10:15, we gotta get going.
Any other food thoughts?
Yeah,
you're in New York now, Evan.
We had a nice little smoothie.
Did you like?
Oh
the
yeah,
food?
That was really good. Yeah, the food is great. I'm not like a foodie, you know. I kind of eat to live instead of live to eat. Did I get that right? Yeah. So yeah, it was great food.
Do you
I think
you'll
most
ever
food is great.
It's very
live
edible.
To eat?
Live to eat. I will say I get into desserts. Yeah. Mm. When like Colleen makes like cookies, like chocolate chip brown butter cookies. Yeah. Then I'm, cool. Yeah, we're living. Yeah. Good question, though.
We didn't really do anything artsy this week because I was at work every day.
Yeah, I don't think we did anything artsy. I did make some music,
like,
but...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I finished Dragon Fist this week, didn't I? Or was that last week?
No idea.
One of these 2 weeks.
Haven't been home.
Yeah.
I do really want to see the New York Ballet is doing the first act of Swan Lake before the end of September. So I think we're going to buy our $30 tickets and go make you see that, because I really want to see that.
You don't have to make me see it, dog. Wherever you want to go, I also would be okay.
Leonard was so adorbs last night. He was like, I just like hanging out with you. And I was like, oh, thanks, Lee.
Solo and Lee.
Yeah.
And Evan, apparently. In NYC.
Oh, that rhymed.
Oh!
Have you been feeling artsy this week, Evan?
Yeah, I feel like anytime I'm with Leo, we usually end up doing some sort of project.
We haven't really done it.
And this is
a project.
Just two. Yeah, this is it.
This is the project.
Yeah.
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 It's true.
It is true. I feel like every time that we hang out, there's never a time that we don't do something that someone would go, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We always do something cool.
Yeah. I like the way you put it.
Yeah.
You guys are so cute.
Please stop. Please stop.
It's so cute that they're like best friends and they love each other.
Well,
I don't know.
That's pretty deep. But
no,
okay.
It's like palpable.
A little too far. You've crossed
that's
the line.
That's a big word.
I don't really like pulp in my...
I did not think that was the sound I was going to
make. The whistle?
I was thinking it would be more like a... Okay.
Yeah.
Stop.
Stop okay. Do you have any culture shocks, Evan, from being in the city?
Oh, that's a good question. I actually, really there were a few things that happened that I thought, oh, this would be good for culture shocks. And now I've forgotten them. Oh, geez. How about you?
Evan and I have been winning on directions this week, I will say.
Yep. Yep.
I will say.
Specifically, Hasin has been winning, and I've been taking partial credit because we're the same.
Yeah, but I'm really enjoying letting us have credit. And I have to say that going to work on Tuesday, I got off like 3 stops way early from the subway, and I walked myself to a city bike and biked to work and docked the bike and was on time into work all by myself without even texting or calling Leonard. So,
wow.
It's a big day.
That's
it
how we do
is.
It.
Yeah,
that's
literally,
how we do it.
We're just adults.
Way to go, Evan.
Yeah.
One point us.
I did have a culture shock, actually, if you don't mind.
Go for it, man. Speak your mind.
I am still baffled by how much time New York City private schools or public schools both take on a bus for their athletics because they don't have grass.
That is interesting. They have to bus to a grass
field. We have to bus 20 minutes to a grass field to play sports.
That's crazy.
And then we have to bus
horrific
back. No, but think about that. 20 minutes, no, 40 minutes, excuse me, 40 minutes of our session is on a bus every day.
Well,
do you do anything on the bus?
No.
As someone
you
who
can't
like,
with, I mean, yeah,
enjoys being in a car. Oh, we sat in the rental car and it was like something
was
I didn't know I was
culture.
Missing.
Yeah. That was a culture.
I didn't
like
know I was
around.
Missing yeah. sitting in a car so bad.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh wow.
It yeah. really was a moment.
Interesting.
It also matters yeah. because we were in a line for 2.5 hours.
That's true. It
and
was
then we
like
got to sit down in like
moment.
This beautiful leather car. But it was, I looked at her, I was like, we finally have privacy. Like, I feel like we haven't had like privacy in our world of
transportation. Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
And it felt fun. For about 5 minutes, and then I was back to.
Well, I was just gonna say, as someone who really enjoys like trips, I feel like me on a team in a bus, like that would be like very like bonding
it
and like
is.
A
our
big
chemistry,
moment.
That's our
a
good chemistry point. Is great.
For
but
them.
I'm just saying, 40 minutes a day is a lot of footwork and a lot of passes, that a lot of first touches, and just saying there's a lot to be done. So it's interesting. I want to compare the quality of player from someone who has immediate access to a field. Because they don't even have an immediate access to a field.
Well, would you not just have the same time of practice?
No.
So, yeah, that's a huge disadvantage.
That's a huge... I mean, if I wanted to go practice shooting in Washington, I would just walk out my back door and go shoot in a goal on a park right there. But it's really not that easy for these people in the city.
Yeah, I feel like access. Is... A huge.
Just saying, that's a culture shock.
Yeah.
That I'm trying to understand.
I feel like it's different for me because we don't just have fields everywhere; like we have parks.
So maybe that's a Washington thing. Then,
but
I
like,
guess.
You guys have a field in your house. Like, I feel like that's more like a self privilege than like a shock. Yeah, I understand your culture shock, but like, you could also kick a soccer ball at home.
We would have to go to a park.
We have to go to a park still.
But
you can't kick it in your front.
Yeah, but if I want to shoot, if I want to go shoot on a goal, I got to go to
okay.
a goal.
Okay. Still.
Well, yeah. You know what I'm saying. Anyways, we can move on. We got to move on anyways. We got to kill some time. I just wanted to throw that out there to the few family members who are...
Everyone here is young.
Everyone here... Williamsburg
I feel
is
like
young.
There's no old people. And then also...
Oh, okay.
There's... It was really funny when we were in different neighborhoods that they all have like different identities. Oh, you can immediately see it in the people on the street.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so funny. Like as soon as you're like, oh yeah, this is like the hipster section.
Yep.
And I'm like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It actually definitely
we were
is.
Like, oh, yeah, this
like
is
two
like
people
posh.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Here's the an example. The some posh. Lady... Like in
strolling,
yeah, strollering her dog in like a super nice stroller, and her dog looks like it has no field of view because the hair is like straight and beautiful, and it's posh. Just like,
yeah, it looks like an animated dog.
it was an
so
animated dog.
Another theme of this weekend is Evan is really great at identifying that I say words that don't make any sense, but sound smart.
It's one of my favorite things about Leo.
Yeah.
It's very endearing.
I don't mean it. I mean it a certain way, but it's like, it's not like I'm doing it on purpose.
Context is there. Everyone knows what you are trying, the point you're making.
But the smart people in the world are like, wait a minute, that doesn't actually make any sense. So anyways, we were in the Upper East Side and I was like, we could consider living in the Upper East Side. It's really posh. And then Evan's like, there it is again.
I'm like, less confident about that one. I do want to fact check myself.
What was the first one?
The first one was infamous. No, it was
notorious.
Notorious.
Leo uses
notorious.
You guys
both also say
all
notorious.
The time.
What is it?
I say notorious.
I think it is notorious.
Notorious. It's just.
I said notorious. My bad.
Notorious.
No, I mean, I don't know which one's right. It's just funny that you both say new.
Yeah. I think shiny, I think clean, and famous, but it's infamous.
Infamous and notorious synonymous.
Yeah, all right. We got to move on. I don't want to hear all these.
Leonard's losing it.
It's not a class.
We're kind of done. My last thing is just that I can't wait to have real friends.
Yeah.
In the city.
Yeah.
I'm feeling friend sick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling friend sick.
Yeah. Are any of your friends visiting? Planning to visit?
Yeah, next weekend, one of my close friends.
The couch will be occupied. No, it won't be occupied.
No,
it won't be occupied.
But okay. Emma's coming next weekend.
Right, which I'm very excited about. That's going to be awesome.
Yay. Yeah.
It's just different, like, this week's been a lot of, like, meeting and greeting and first meeting.
Mm.
And, like, I don't feel like I'm performing, but I feel like whenever you're not with, like, your besties, you're putting on a little bit of a front.
For sure.
And boy, is that tiring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
But it's been really fun, nonetheless. So, yeah.
Any last comments, concerns, or questions for the podcast or New York?
I wanted to just... Oh, I'm Evan. I'm Leo's older brother.
Did we not do an intro for him?
No.
We didn't do an intro?
I just said Evan's here.
So it goes Terry, Evan, Leo in order. And that is
an intro.
All of us. There's three boys in the Cox family. We all absolutely adore Hasina. We could not be more thrilled that she's a part of Leo's life. And Leo raves about her all the time. I'm so excited. I'm the only brother that hasn't met your family.
It's true. So
that's what that is.
So I feel like I have to kind of say my piece here.
Got it.
But
yeah, Evan was like, when am I going to meet him? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm very excited to meet Hasina's family. I feel like that says a lot about a person, or just start to put pieces together about like what makes you.
Meeting you guys for the first time was like, in the best way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. It's really fun. But yeah, and we love Leo a lot. And I hope he is someone you enjoy having around. And we really appreciate everything you've done for him as well, because we know you've done a lot. And yeah, it's really special. It's very special. We feel very lucky.
Oh my God, we're gonna cry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get all serious.
Oh my God!
But you give me a platform.
Jesus.
Yeah. For any of Hasina's people on listening to this,
I didn't even want to press one of these buttons.
No, not that one. There's not really a good
one
for this.
What's the music one? No, I don't think that would have done
it. Wasn't it? I don't think there's a good one on here.
Well,
that one worked. All right. Well, how do we get Evan in the sign out?
He'll just go
you
first.
Did it already.
I did. Go.
I'm Sola.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Evan, apparently.
And we're in NYC.